May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I want to read a passage from Ephesians, but from the Amplified Version. So I have it on my iPad, so I read it from there. Amplified Version is awesome. If you have a copy of the Amplified Version, you need to, because it's not a paraphrase, it's a translation. One of my favorites. This is Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 15. For whom every family on earth is named, that Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name, may he grant you of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man, by the Holy Spirit himself dwelling in your innermost being and personality. And then beginning here, may Christ, through your faith, actually settle down, abide, and make his permanent home in your hearts. And may you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints the experience of that love. What is the depth and the breadth and the height and the length, and that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ which surpasses mere knowledge without experience. That you may be full, filled through all your being unto all the fullness of God, and you may have the richest measure of his divine presence and become a body holy and filled and flooded with God himself. People live at various levels of fullness, or if you want to come at it from the other direction, emptiness. There's nothing more horrible than feeling empty emotionally. It's a really lonely place. It carries with it a real sense of pointlessness. There's no passion or creativity that comes out of it. Sadly, the whole world is born prone towards that, because we were created for God. You and I were created to know the fullness of God, to be filled with the love of God, and in experiencing that, to express the presence of God. That's what we're created for. And apart from that, there's just emptiness, that you can't find fullness anywhere else. And so anywhere else always ends up empty. And that's why human beings do the things that we do, make the decisions that we make, apart from discovering the love of God for ourselves. We are always trying to fill that empty place. The problem is that many believers, though they now contain the presence of God, are still trying to get their emptiness filled through other things other than just relationship and love of God. One of the most tragic ones is even ministry. I find that because part of what I do for a living is minister to ministers. And ministers are people who are gifted, are constantly wanting to get the emptiness taken away by being anointed, by people acknowledging their anointing, by, and you can always kind of tell because they're always the one grabbing for the center of attention, or they're always counting the numbers, or always comparing themselves to others, and always feeling rejected if they're not acknowledged enough, that kind of thing. But you see, as you and I come to discover personally the height and the depth, the length and the width of the love of God, we get full. Period. And when you walk in fullness, you give out of overflow. You see, people either minister out of show or out of overflow. Because if it's not coming out of overflow because you're abiding in the love of God, it's just out of show. Like I said Sunday for CTK, or shining is a fact. It's not an act. You either are or you aren't. You can act like you're shining, but it doesn't last very long. Because we see, you and I were created very simply to not be performers for God, but to be lovers of God. And that's what we were created to do, to carry, to enjoy, and to steward, release the love of God. And all things in Christianity flow out of being in love or performance. And when you're in love and you're growing in love, all that happens is you're not really trying to do anything. It just splashes out over the ones that are in front of you. It just happens. And then it isn't full of effort, and it doesn't wear you out or drain you or burn you out, because it comes out of a fullness that's ever staying full. I love, again, that place in Ephesians 1, in the church, which is the fullness of Him who is constantly filling all. My prayer for me is, God, I want to so abide in your love that I'm so full of love that it just comes out. And therefore, what I do for you is just the consequence of what I am in relationship to you. And it just splashes out. I'm not having to make anything happen. No more show. Lord, just overflow. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.